This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dreek.
This is the latter call, and there are more calls beyond this, and we'll bring them to you here in time. There's only so many Duggar phone calls a day we can get through. This is a later call. Kendra has lost custody of her children. She's running an IVs, fragmented sleep. Here's what we're listening to. And your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we go through it.
Great comments, by the way, folks.
Thanks. Yeah.
Is calling you from Washington County Detention. Press 1-4, accepting the call. Press 2-4, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, sorry, it's earlier today.
Hey.
It's
fine. Yeah, it's great. I keep my phone off just in case, on, so that I can hear. And I was just walking. No, I'm going to wait for at least an hour or more, hour and a half.
So you're on the early schedule now, I guess?
I'm on late and early schedule. I don't sleep much, but I actually got more sleep tonight than I have in a long time, so that's pretty good.
That you would.
Thank you.
I didn't get much last night. There was some tantrums happening, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny because all day yesterday there was one guy having this whole tantrum thing, and then I was kind of waiting until he went to sleep. He got all processed through, and then I went to sleep for just a little while. I mean, I don't know how long, really, but it was a little while, but then this other guy was throwing a fit for two or three hours throughout the night. He was just talking really loud, and they were having to de-escalate him the whole time, and it's like every other word was the F word type thing.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah. So, great. Anna, that's crazy. Anna told me
she sent me money. I guess she sent me some money. So I think it cost $6 for a 20 minute phone call, is what I figured out.
Well, I wanted to try to load, but I don't know how to load money and everything, and we're still trying to figure it out, but she said a video chat is the same cost as a phone call if we wanted to see each other.
Really?
So I don't know if you just need to call me here.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I know that if it's that one camera, it's really awkward height for you to see my face. Unless I can move to that camera, but it's like I can't quite be standing, but I can't be sitting in a chair. I'd love to see you.
Well, it's fine. I just wanted to let you know she had texted me that I didn't get back to her really.
She emailed me, so she can probably help you how to email me too. Just know that none of this is confidential. To the people. So, to the attorney. So, I was like, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of keep it short when I'm texting I call it texting, but it's like a, it's just like a big tablet, pretty much. It's like the size of a computer monitor. Like that laptop I have, the PC one. Maybe a little bit taller, but about the same width. So it's like that size. So the keyboard, if you're not like right in line with it, you think you're hitting the button, but you're hitting just above it or something. So then I think I'm hitting the space bar and I'm hitting a letter.
What did you think you were hitting when you put your hands on the 9-year-old? Huh? Was that a space bar or a letter?
And also just think about the fact that he literally is in that cell for 23 out of 24 hours a day, yet he seems to have all the shit to talk about. And she's the one going through everything. Just, jeez. Oh, my God.
It's...
I have to focus when I'm doing it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, phone calls are great if that's all we get.
Yeah,
I will... I don't know when Travis will... I haven't talked to him in a bit, but I assume he's going to come down there. So I've got a list of questions I was just going in bed yesterday.
Okay.
I've got a whole list of questions for you. So is it better for me? I haven't talked to Travis about it, but I thought maybe it would work if I printed out the questions and you just like filled in the answers almost, you know? I don't know if you can bring paper in or not. So.
I have some papers, yeah. But like he gave me his business card the last time we were together. I would have to probably ask for like a pen or a pencil or whatever so I can fill in some stuff.
I don't know what he can bring in. Like, I'm wondering if he can even bring paper in. Surely he could.
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
He has his phone in there. Like,
I knew he could have his phone, but I don't know what his regulations are. So.
Yeah, because Austin tried to call him when we were sitting together last time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. That's great. Yeah, I got more sleep than usual, and it's gotten slowly a little bit better, and so I'm just trying to make sure I stay healthy.
Yeah.
I'm just really weak, and depleted and everything, but I just...
Yeah, it's good observation.
I don't know. I was looking it up this morning. I was like, what are the symptoms?
I mean, it's a lot of just nonsense.
It's the same. I mean, it's like he thinks talking about the grass growing inside jail is the most interesting thing in the world. Meanwhile, she's trying to share what's going on with their lives falling apart, or at least her life falling apart. And he's just keeps blowing by it. Just pray more. Just read Psalms. I'm reading Psalms. And why don't you just be more like me? If you're just more like me, the world just get along great because look me, I'm perfect. Just what the hell, man?
There's no way to reach these people. And the thing that he was talking about earlier of getting money in his account, he was referring to the other cult member who I have no pity for. She had her window to leave and she didn't. Talking about Josh Duggar's wife, the other brother that's now
away. Oh, is that who put the money on the account?
Yeah, Anna. She's fully vested in this. She's got the kids. She's raising them with the help of, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, and they're all, love cult bombing her, and so they're all in the mix. But, she stands by her man, still is. So she's just as shitty as all of them, in my opinion, because she had the window. Here's the thing, Kendra. You have a choice in life right now. You can... Because I'm sure they're just kind of doing the playbook of what they did with Anna. Let's circle the wagons, get her in here, make her feel like she can't leave. They wouldn't want to leave because it's a scary outside world out there. We've already established that. Same sort of shit's going on here. But Kendra, guess what? There is an outside world and you can get out. And you have a whole family that would probably support you who's already not a huge fan of these fuckers. Maybe do that. Maybe get the F out of there. And get as far away from these people as possible, because guess what? There ain't no court that's going to look at your husband and go, yeah, he should be around the kids ever again.
And therein lies the trap of the Duggars, is they make it easy to be compliant with them because they're going to not have you face any consequences for your actions or your husband's actions. And meanwhile, healthy people say, hey, listen, some bad shit went down. And I'll tell you what, you got to face the music. We'll face it with you side by side, but we're not making it go away. And you got to make some hard choices in life about how to move forward in a healthy way, take care of your kids, and actually move down a path of healthy interaction with our world and our society, not this nutter world they're in. But that's hard. And people, when you're young and overwhelmed and you have – so here's your choices. I can face the music and I can take accountability for the choices I made in life and – as wrong as they were, or I can be surrounded by the love bombs.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going on. They make it easy to fall into the cult. They really do.
I mean, it almost like it's Stockholm syndrome-y to a certain extent.
It really is.
I mean, just the way that they're able to, because I don't believe Kendra's an inherently evil human being.
No.
I don't think Anna is, but they just have, they were susceptible. Susceptible, low IQ, to fall into the traps of these people. And it's, I mean, I don't know if they're low IQ or that's just my opinion. I mean, it takes a certain type of stupid, I think, to stick with these folks, or just, you know, a certain type of upbringing where you just have been so sheltered from the outside world and it's so scary and so fearful that you'd rather hang out with a group now of predators, of the two brothers, that's who I'm referring to as predators, allegedly, you'd rather have that be the place you go and hang your hat at the end of the night, and the place you lie your head down, and the place you put your children to bed at. Would you really want to have that family? Is that the family unit you really want to be around because they had the TV show back in the 90s and Jim Bob hoards some money somewhere? Is this where you want your children to be raised, to repeat this cycle? Because it's working out so well, isn't it? I mean, this is great.
But think about it. So you are being celebrated as a hero, as an evangelist, as a missionary inside the Duggar cult world.
Yeah.
By everyone. That whole tribe of a lot of people is saying, you're doing great. Meanwhile, your other side is saying, face the music, man. You got to own up to it, and we're going to work through this together, but it's going to be a rough road. So if you were given a choice between a world where you're celebrated and you're being taken care of, or actually doing the healthy thing and just moving forward in life in a healthy, interactive way, it's a hard choice to make when you're in that situation, and that's why she's falling apart, because her body and her mind are saying, this is the healthy way, but since I'm not choosing that way, I'm not eating, I'm not sleeping, yeah, and I'm falling apart, yet it seems so easy and nice over here. All I have to do is comply. Oh.
Yeah, all you got to do is comply. So, Kendra, that's your, it's choose your own adventure time.
It's her choice, though. Power of choice.
And we're in it, and for your kids, is this the environment that's best for your kids? I think most people would venture to say not.
Yeah.
Just saying. But hey, the choice is yours. The choice is not Jim, Bob, and Michelle's. The choice is not one of the 19 kids that they shit out. The choice is yours.
100%.
And you better make a good one. Because if you don't, then you get everything that's coming at you. And the consequences that go along with it. Whether you realize you were being part of that shit show or not, you become very much ingrained in part of it, and also accountable legally. So, yeah, there's that. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love to hear them. Obviously, Joseph is facing charges. You know, the allegation is that he admitted to them, and I don't know what he's going to be pleading yet, but innocent until proven guilty. So there's that.
There's that.
So there's that.
Innocent until proven guilty, or the fact that he admitted it. But.
Take that and do with it what you will. Give us your thoughts there in the comments and press subscribe. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Robin's book, It's Not All About Me, something that would be fun for the Duggars to read. You know, maybe Josh. Hey, you know, Josh needs some reading material. You should. We should send Josh some materials.
Right.
Send him some books. All right. Until next time, for Robin and Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Before Joseph Duggar was arrested, a phone call happened. Not from a detective, not from a prosecutor, from a father. According to the arrest affidavit filed by Bay County Sheriff's Office in Florida, a deputy sheriff asked the father of the alleged victim to call Joseph Duggar. While the detective listened, it recorded every word. This is called a pretext call. Law enforcement uses it in abuse allegations in cases like this to get the accused talking before they lawyer up. And according to the affidavit, it worked. Joseph allegedly admitted on that recorded call that he had done inappropriate things to that child over her clothing. He allegedly admitted his intention with a child were, in his own words, allegedly, not pure. I just think of that part for a second here. There's a lot to get into because we're about to explore the rift that might be going on right now between the Duggars and a certain other family. How close another family is technically to the Duggars by friendship or relation is up in the air, not confirmed. We can't confirm it either. But we're going to play a little game of connect the dots. We're not going to be naming anybody we're not trying to identify the victim. Let me just say that right away, because a lot of people are trying to name a name. And if you dig enough out there, you can probably figure that out. But we're trying to connect the dots more so on the familial relations of just how close the folks might actually be to the Duggars. To a certain spouse of one of the Duggars. Of possibly, allegedly, we cannot confirm the actual spouse of Joseph himself. How close is she to the victim? Might be like, oh God. That close? Again, speculations out there, rumors are out there. We're just going to take a look at the publicly available information and go, huh, that's interesting. And if true, paints a whole other picture of the dynamics here in a not so positive light. On some certain individuals in the Duggar family. Now, does it make anything illegal or criminal? Obviously, the act of what happened to this child completely. But the dynamics of the relationship itself with the greater folks in this story, not just Joseph and Kendra, but Jim Bob and everybody else. How are the dynamics of that relationship in relation to the alleged family that had this horrible crime rained down on themselves by one of the Duggars themselves, allegedly? That's what we are going to explore here today. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through this. Like I said, a lot of this, not criminal, morally bankrupt, ethically bankrupt, but I guess that's part of the story. And the story, we go where the story goes. And again, as I said, there's a lot of speculation out there online about all this right now. We are not here to confirm or deny, because look, at the end of the day, we don't really know for sure either. But let's just see where the toys align themselves on the shelf, and that'll kind of maybe answer some questions. The call that we were just talking about there, that happened on March 18th of 2026, but it wasn't the first confession. The night before March 17th, the father had already confronted Joseph in person, allegedly, in Taneytown, Arkansas, face-to-face, man-to-man. Father, the man accused of doing this with his daughter. And according to investigators, Joseph admitted it then too. Two confessions, two separate conversations, one to the father's face, one to a recorded line with law enforcement listening. That's interesting because it also puts the two in the same geographic location. It doesn't appear, at least if this information is accurate, that it's a family in Florida that lives in Florida, in Bay County or whatever. It seems like, oh, these are folks that were vacationing with them in Florida at this time, and they all seem to have gone around the same time together. Interesting. The arrest followed within hours. Now, of course, every outlet covering the case has described the alleged victim the same way. A 9-year-old girl on a family vacation, Panama City Beach, Florida, summer 2020. She's 14 now. She sat for a forensic interview and described, according to the affidavit, multiple incidents of inappropriate contact. Joseph allegedly asking her to sit on his lap repeatedly, then escalating to a couch, a blanket, his hands on her thighs, moving higher. Contact with a certain area over clothing. She said she felt confused and uncomfortable. She said Joseph eventually apologized. And then it stopped. Apologizes. And, you know, because that's how they work. Atonement for those sins in the Duggar land and the IBLP. Once you say you're sorry and you do that quick forgiveness bullshit, everybody better forgive. And if you don't, you're wrong. You're a bad person. If you don't accept that forgiveness, doesn't matter what was done to you, by whom or why or their propensity to do it again. Just if they say they're sorry, you better accept it. Because remember, umbrellas. And if you're like, what are you talking about, umbrella? Look, there's a lot to go through here. If you want to go through it, we have a whole channel about the Duggars. It's called Duggars Counting the Charges. Just search it wherever you get podcasts or on YouTube. We have a playlist for it there too. Every report says family vacation. Every report says a minor, no name, no relationship identified. And that's appropriate. She's a child, a victim privacy protection. It exists for exactly this reason. We're not here to try. And I don't care to identify the child. That poor child is going through enough. But the dynamics and understanding the dynamics and just how vile this shit show possibly is, that's what the public needs to understand. I'm not interested in the name or identity or picture or anything about this victim. I am interested in the greater dynamics. There's a question sitting in the middle of this case that changes everything about how you understand it. And it's the question nobody in the Duggar family wants to ask. Who was on that vacation? Families don't vacation with strangers. A family vacation to a rented house on Danny Drive in Panama City Beach means a specific group of people in a specific house for a specific stretch of time. Somebody brought a 9-year-old girl. Somebody's daughter was in that house with Joseph Duggar. So let's talk about who Joseph Duggar and that family actually is. Who Joseph Duggar's family actually is. Okay? Let's play along. Joseph married Kendra Caldwell in September of 2017. Kendra's father, Paul Caldwell, is a Baptist pastor in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He officiated the wedding. The Duggars attended his church. The two families were deeply intertwined for a period of time. Same faith community, kind of, same social circles, same corner of Northwest Arkansas. But they didn't just know each other. They were enmeshed. It was an extended family, right? Now, we don't know if this is the family that was on that vacation. I'm going to be upfront with you right now. We don't know for sure. Kendra is the oldest of 9 Caldwell children. She has younger sisters and younger brothers. Some of those siblings were young children in 2020. Some still are. Elementary school age. The Caldwell family and the Duggar family vacation together. That is not speculation. That's the world these two families built over years of shared church attendance, courtship, marriage, and holiday gatherings. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The alleged victim was 9 in the summer of 2020. The Caldwell family has younger children who fall within that age range. I'm not going to name a specific child. I'm not going to do the math for you out loud, but the math is there. And it's publicly available for anyone who wants to look at it. What I am going to do is walk you through what the Caldwell family has done since Joseph's arrest, because that speaks a lot, and ask you to consider what kind of family behaves this way and why. Within days of Joseph's arrest on March 18th, the Caldwell family went silent. No public statement, no comments to any outlet. Paul and Christina Caldwell, who had been close enough to Joseph and Kendra to live in a home the couple transferred to them, said nothing. Okay. Kind of. Is it weird? I don't know. I mean, maybe not really. Then on April 3rd, Paul and Christina posted family photos to their shared Facebook account for the first time since 2022. The photos showed the Caldwell family together, smiling, united. Joseph, Kendra, and all 4 of their children were nowhere
in those photos. That's interesting. When you have the big old photo of the extended family, because this is another family with a lot of kids. There's two conspicuous people missing. That's interesting. Pointedly, visibly absent, not cropped out. Not like George Costanza. We're like, oh, we're going to take this person out of the picture and put a painted caricature in there. No, they're just not there. They weren't in the original photos. And these are the photos the family is choosing to post after not posting anything for a very, very, very long time. Now suddenly we're like, ooh, family photo, but these two are missing. Wonder what that means. The next day, April 4th, Paul Caldwell launched a GoFundMe. And this is the telling part, kids. The goal was 24 grand. The description said, quote, "My family is facing a difficult and urgent situation. We are in need of support to cover legal fees and secure safe housing. This has been an incredibly stressful time, and we are doing everything we can to protect ourselves and move forward." Read that language again. Legal fees, safe housing, protect ourselves, move forward. Interesting. Considering all of those things are very much at play. That's not the language of in-laws dealing with an embarrassing family scandal. That's the language of a family preparing for a legal process, possibly as the family of a victim. GoFundMe raised over $11,000 before Paul decided to take it down. The link is still in the Caldwell family's Instagram bio. The page is gone. The GoFundMe tells one story. The property record tells another. Let's talk about that. In 2021, Joseph and Kendra transferred a home to Paul and Christina Caldwell via a quitclaim deed. $10,000. That was it. What a steal. The Caldwells moved in. They raised their children there. Paul pastored his church from that community. And in February 25, a full year before the arrest, that deed was transferred back into Joseph and Kendra's name. The Caldwells were still living there, but they no longer owned the home they'd been raising their family in. Then Joseph was arrested in March of 26, and in a recorded jail phone call from March 25th, obtained from a Freedom of Information Act request, Kendra told Joseph, "My family said they're moving out in a month, and everybody is going to hold them to it." Everybody's going to hold them to it. That's Kendra talking to her husband, who's sitting in a jail cell on child charges, about making sure her own parents and siblings are pushed out of their home on schedule. Interesting. Seems you might have a little rift going on there. Might your family be telling you things, Kendra, that you don't want to hear? Things that don't coincide with the love bombing bullshit that the Duggars are currently giving you? Maybe it's time to look back at your own family and realize the ones that you were bamboozled into thinking are yours, the Duggars, ain't so great. I don't know anything about your own, but I tell you what, I would sooner consider a pack of rabid raccoons in the Mark Twain forest, my family, before I claim the fucking Duggars. Now, I know you got several Rosemary's babies with this family. It's not their fault. It's not yours, really. You can walk away. You can take the kids. You can change your identity. You can realign life. Life does not have to force you down the road of continuing to be a Duggar. Just saying. Many people's lives have been blown up at far other greater portions, and they have survived, and they've come back, and their kids led happy, healthy lives, not in the chaos of a world like the Duggars. Just saying. You can escape. Let's step back and look at the full picture, because these aren't isolated events. This is a pattern, and the pattern tells a story that the Duggar family does not want told. The property deed was clawed back before the arrest ever happened, allegedly. That means the rift between the Caldwells and the Duggar predates the public revelation. Something broke between these families well before March of 2026. From jail, Joseph and Kendra discussed finances on multiple recorded calls. They talked about selling investment properties. They talked about renting out their own home through Airbnb. They talked about taking out a HELOC loan. Joseph's brother, Jed, stepped in to help manage rental properties. They discussed asset movement and income strategies while Joseph was sitting in a cell accused of a child. If money is a big concern for you, Kendra, I don't know that you're watching this, maybe someone that knows you is. Here's a thought I'd like you to implant in her mind. Or make a nice little suggestion. Money is a concern. You have no idea how much power you hold right now. And I think maybe we'll do a video about this, a full instructional video on how to escape the Duggars. Dear Kendra, how to escape the Duggars. I think we'll do that. But let's just give a little tease as to what that's going to be about. You have no idea how much money you're sitting on. You know, wait a second. No, I'm completely, you know, dependent on these people. You're not. You don't realize. You do not realize just how much money you are sitting on. Enough money that could take care of you and your children for the foreseeable future, if not for the rest of your existence on this mortal coil. Book deals, movie deals, documentary deals. All you got to do is talk. All you got to do is share your story, something you already own. You have complete rights to. No one can take that from you. It's not lying. It's not telling a tall tale. As long as you're honest about the experience you've had with these fuckfaces, millions of dollars could be headed your way if the price is right. Now, in no way am I saying extort anybody or hurt anybody or make shit up or say untruths or lie. No. You hold so much power because you have so much information that so many large outlets are willing to pay millions of dollars for. That information, just sharing your story, which you own, and you should not have to be ashamed of. You were bamboozled by these fuckers early on. Share your story. Share what you know. Now, how do I know they don't want you to do that? Because they are love bombing the shit out of you right now. We're going to protect you. We're going to take you here. We're going to take you there. We're going to make sure you're happy, you're good. And we're going to pray, and we're going to do all the bullshit things that we do to not deal with reality. And they're making you feel like a fucking princess sitting pretty damn high, just like they did Josh's wife. She fell for it. Isn't that working out nice? Dad's in prison, another 10 years or so. Mom's doing it by herself with the help of the Duggars. Is that what, do you really? I mean, you have your whole life ahead of you. You can make this a turning point moment for you and your children and be an example. You could be one of the biggest shining examples of escaping this sort of a life, this sort of a lifestyle, this sort of a coercive control hellhole that you reside in. Book tour, speak. I mean, you could make far more than Jim Bob has ever collected on the backs of his family. Just saying. If there is a civil lawsuit down the road, and in cases involving the alleged of a minor, civil action is common. Every asset Joseph moves, sells, or restructures right now could become relevant. That's not an accusation. That's just how the legal system works. Meanwhile, the Duggar family rallied not around the alleged victim. No, of course, why would they do that? But around Joseph. Jim Bob Duggar emailed his son in jail. According to records obtained from the Washington County Sheriff's Office, Jim Bob wrote, "You've made some terrible decisions, but God has already forgiven you if you've asked him." Oh, isn't that nice? Oh, Jim Bob, that's great. That's nice words of encouragement for your pedophile-ish son, allegedly, in my opinion. The focus was on Joseph's redemption, not the child. Not the family torn apart. Joseph's forgiveness. Anna Duggar, whose own husband Josh is currently serving over 12 years in federal prison for possessing child CSAM material and has now fully ingrained herself as being just as big of a piece of shit as the rest of the family, sent Joseph money in jail and wrote him an encouraging email. She told him Kendra was an amazing woman and that she would win in the end. Oh, is she? Are we winning yet? Isn't wit yet win in the end? Winning in the end. Why? When he's away for the rest of his life and she's stuck being the assistant to Michelle? That's winning in the end. You get to be eternally Jim Bob and Michelle's bitch? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of winning to me. Praise the Lord. She also advised him not to discuss anything legal outside the presence of an attorney because everything said in those messages, phone calls, and video chats are recorded and turned over to prosecutors. I don't know. Why the hell are you being such a wonderful Christian family that doesn't do horrible shit? What are you worried about telling prosecutors? What are you worried about prosecutors getting their hands on? Y'all godly folks? Those kids are effed. Josh Duggar from federal prison, because he just couldn't keep his mouth shut. This is the time, of course, for Josh to continue to build his redemption arc in hell. He released a statement calling the allegations against Joseph false accusations and can destroy a life. Yeah, the little girls, they're not false. A man convicted of possessing child CSAM material weighing in from behind bars to defend his brother against a child's allegations. That's the ecosystem Joseph Duggar grew up in. That's in the air in this family. That is the air this family breathes. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Duggar. I can feel it. Coming in the Duggar air tonight. Oh, Lord. Even Jessa Duggar's response tells the story. After Joseph's arrest, Jessa posted a statement saying her family was pulling together to support Kendra and her kids. Then Kendra was arrested on child endangerment charges. Jessica Lee deleted the statement when she reposted days later. The line supporting Kendra was gone. Removed, the only Duggar sibling to publicly pull back from Kendra, and the timing lines of exactly where the moment Kendra's own legal exposure became clear. And through all of this, Caldwells are being pushed out of their home. Caldwells, Kendra's parents, and her siblings of the house that was quick claim deed to them, allegedly by Joseph, and then give him back to the Duggars, to Joseph. And now their own daughter and their son-in-law. Time to get out of the house, guys. Joking about it on jail calls. We're going to hold them to it. Oh, are they? You know what? The rest of the world's going to hold your asses to the fire, too. So, Kendra, you better make the decision. Which one would you like to go down? Which route would you like to go? Would you like to go on the route of your family? And you can be a victim for a moment here. And then you got to pull your ass up out of your bootstraps and really, you know, kind of figure things out and not just be a victim perpetually for the rest of your life. Or you can go hang out with them. And with them, I'm thinking there might be jail time at some point for you. Your call. Do what the Lord says. Again, all in my opinion, these are allegations. We don't know exactly what's happening, but these are the dynamics of which we're starting to understand. Through all of this, the family, who may very well be intimately connected, may, possibly, allegedly, in my opinion, may be the actual victims of Joseph. They're fundraising for legal fees and safe housing. They're posting family photos that exclude their own eldest daughter and her husband. Whatever is happening between these two families, it goes far beyond embarrassment over a son-in-law arrest. I know, it's dark, it's twisted. Ask yourself this, if the alleged victim had no connection to the Caldwell family, if she was a stranger's child on a shared vacation, why would the Caldwells need legal representation? Why would they be fundraising for safe housing? Why would Kendra be discussing their eviction timeline in a jail phone call and joking about it with her pervert husband? Why would Paul and Christina Caldwell cut their own daughter and son-in-law out of family photos? Why would a pastor with 9 children be launching a GoFundMe for protection? There may be explanations that have nothing to do with the alleged victim's identity, but those questions deserve answers, and the pattern, the housing pressure, the financial fallout, the estrangement, raises a possibility that the Caldwell's connection to the case runs deeper than being Joseph Duggar's in-laws. We have seen this before with the Duggars. When Josh Duggar was accused of his own sisters as a teenager, the family sent him to a faith-based program instead of calling police. He went and hung drywall. Got the pedo out of him by putting up some drywall. You know, do you remember that verse from the Bible? Thou shalt hang drywall and mud it to thine best of these abilities, to remove the desires of man to be with child. Remember that one? Oh, wait, that's not in the Bible at all. That's just complete bullshit. Jim Bob Duggar later testified at a pretrial evidentiary hearing during Joseph's federal case, and the judge, Timothy Brooks, found his testimony not credible. In writing, the family's playbook for handling the abuse has always been the same. Contain it, control the narrative, circle the wagons, protect the brand. Now a different family, one connected to the Duggars by marriage, by faith, by community, appears to have broken from the Duggar orbit entirely, and the timing lines up with the moment this case became public. We know from the affidavit that a father confronted Joseph Duggar directly. We know that a father cooperated with law enforcement to make a recorded call. We know Joseph allegedly confessed on that call. We don't know, and no credible outlet has confirmed who the father is, but we can see who, in the aftermath, is being treated like the family that broke ranks. That appears to be the Caldwells. Whether or not the Caldwells are the alleged victim's family, and again, that has not been confirmed. The circumstantial pattern is striking. They've been cut off from their grandchildren. The eldest daughter appears to have sided with the Duggars. The home they were living in was taken back before the arrest ever made the news. Joseph Duggar is back in Arkansas. Posted a $600,000 bond. His wife reportedly converted their family home into an Airbnb rental to help cover it. He's barred from unsupervised contact with any minor, including his 4 children. He's pled not guilty, or he's planning on it. His attorney says he's nervous, anxious, and worried. His Florida case is pending. In this family, the alleged penalty for abusing a child is a bond payment and a flight home. And the family that appears closest to the fallout, the ones fundraising, relocating, and cut off from their own grandchildren, is the one connected to the Duggars by the thinnest thread left standing. A marriage that may not survive what comes next. That's a question nobody in the Duggar family wants answered. Not what Joseph allegedly did on that vacation, according to the affidavit. He told people himself. The question is, why is the Caldwell family paying for it? And maybe more importantly, what does it tell you about this family that silence was ever the expectation in the first place? Again, allegations, rumors, whatever you want to call it. Connect some dots over here and go, looks suspicious. I don't know. You tell me. Comment section on Substack and YouTube. Love for you to weigh in. We're going to keep following this and we're going to keep exposing. Press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case. Substack, YouTube, wherever it is, hit subscribe. Do it right now before you forget. We'll continue the conversation there in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.